Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast for Live the Promise. Enjoy the conversation. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really grateful you tuned in today. Always glad to have you show up and join us for the show. Well, it is time for another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. We do the second hour of most Thursdays where I pitch a question and you answer, which means you have to call me or I have to email me because I don't book a guest because you're my special guest. Today's question is going to take a little bit of thought, but I think you'll have an answer rather quickly. I'm drawing from the content of my book, Your Beautiful Purpose, Discovering and Enjoying What God Can Do Through You. And in the book, I define four different seasons. And oftentimes we'll find ourselves in one, but sometimes two seasons at the same time. So let me describe them. The first season is the season of run, and that's the season of favor and stretching faith. And it's kind of a call to take more ground. It's like the wind is at your back. Your life is full. You'd say life is good and it's rich. And maybe you feel like you're even swimming in favor. Fruit abounds. But there's a way to steward that season. And there are cautionary wisdom as far as how to navigate that as well. So that's run. That's one season. Rest is another one. Now, this one isn't exactly what it sounds like. It's time to pull back. It's a time of refining and replenishment. But what makes it a little bit different is sometimes you're thrust into a season of rest. Maybe a sudden loss of a job or an illness or an injury, a sudden hard turn in your life. Or one minute you're cruising. Maybe you're in a season of run. And before you know it, you're kind of cast into the ditch or you're in a season of obscurity. And you show up there either burnt out or disillusioned because it's not something you wanted. But it's in that place, it is a time to pull back. It's a time that God wants to restore you, but also refine your sense of identity. Because we need this season when we've attached our identity too much to the things that we do. The next season is the season of stand. And this is when it feels like the fury of hell is all unleashed on you. And the way that we gain ground in the season of stand is to hold our ground. It's time to hold on. It's a time of purifying and testing. And then there's the season of active waiting. And that's where you look like business as usual on the outside, but there's a deep groan on the inside. You are waiting for a breakthrough. It's time of inward depth and forward movement, right? So here's the number, 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. What season are you in? Run, rest, stand, active waiting. I'd love to know. And you know what the truth is? We tend to move in and out of these seasons through our journey. And sometimes, as I said, we'll find ourselves in more than one season at a time. So while I wait for your calls, and I'm expecting you to call, I'll unpack each of these in a little more depth. So that season of run, it's a time of favor and it's stretching faith. And the idea is to take more ground on the good days, so to speak. When you're in a season of favor, it's a time to make hay. It is time to go after it and leverage the day to your advantage, right? It's easy to settle into the mindset that, you know, life's good because I'm good. But the thing is, this is a season for stewardship. This is a season to trust God and to pay close attention and then leverage the favor and the power that you've got in your life. So the temptation you may encounter during the run season, one would be to dawdle, to get distracted, kind of enjoy the wind at your back, totally missing out on the point of the season. The point of the season is to bear much fruit. Another temptation is to get tangled up in the affairs of the world and again, just misread the season of favor is for fruitfulness. Another temptation is to involve yourself and either time wasters or good things, but they're not God's best things. And another temptation in that season of run is to grow prideful because things are going so well for you. And another one is to loosen your grip on the Almighty because you're not really aware that you desperately need Him. But if you really were to run the way you're supposed to run in that season of run and you would ask God to do the impossible, you would still know that you have a desperate need for Him. I want to hear from you, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. What season are you in? Are you in a season of run, a season of rest where you're being forced to maybe pull back and reset, or a season of stand where it feels like you're in the battle of your life and all you can do is hold on? Well, that's something to hold on and hang in there. Or active waiting where you look like business as usual, on the outside, but there's just a deep groaning for a breakthrough on the inside. So I've talked a little bit about temptations that we may encounter during the run season. Well, here's the high ground during the run season. It's so important in that season of favor. Don't neglect your private prayer time. Make a daily appointment with Jesus and keep it. And then make yourself available to God. You know, Scripture talks about we make our plans, but it's the Lord who determines our steps. And keep your ear tuned to God's voice. Don't assume anything. Stay engaged. Refuse to be an autopilot Christian. And then open your hands regularly. Receive his divine supply. You know, because daily he does supply. And walk forward in faith, counting on his faithfulness. When you engage with your whole heart in that season of run, saying, Lord, I know that this season doesn't last forever, but right now I'm in a season of favor, fruitfulness. I'm on all in. Do the impossible. What does stretching faith look like? Because this is a season to make hay. Remember, God multiplies what he assigns, so do only what he gives you to do. But even in the season of run, there are exit ramps of rest. There's always, always a call to rest, no matter what season you're in. So trust him and take your cues from him and get the rest that you need. And then be okay with not understanding the season. It's a crazy time, so trust him with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. And the passage I want to leave you with on the run season is 2 Corinthians 9:8. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, having sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Isn't that amazing? I want to play a song for you as we wait for the calls to come in. This one's by Corey Asbury, and it's called Reckless Love. And this is the thing. He loves us so much that he's with us in every season. He runs after us. And in this season of run, he's running with us. And he's asking, I dare you to ask Jesus to do the impossible. That's what he's saying. Ask me for the impossible. Let's listen to the song.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. And you have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. And you have been so, so kind.
Yeah.
a short break. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It's Talk to Me Thursday. Wondering what season of life you're in? Give us a call, 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute.
Every dragon will fall, the mountains will melt, every chain of the past you've broken into. All the fear of the lies, we're singing the truth that nothing is impossible with you.
Really, really glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, and it is another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. This is, I always say this, it makes me a little nervous because I don't book a guest because you're my special guest, and I pitch a question hoping you'll call in with the answer. And this is an interesting question, I think. I hope it is for you. I want to know what season you're in, and I'm drawing from my book, Your Beautiful Purpose, where I'm identifying four seasons, but if they don't capture what season you're in, you can tell me, give another name and a description for the season. But what I'm asking about is the run season. The run season is a time of favor where the wind is in your back and you're bearing lots of fruit. And there are challenges that go with that, but it's a time to make hay, so to speak. And that rest season is when you're sort of thrust into a season of obscurity, maybe against your will, but it's time where God is calling you to his side and he wants to replenish you and remind you who you are. And then there's the stand season, when it feels like the furies of hell are fashioned against you and all you can do is to hold your ground. And then there's active waiting, where you got lots going on, and it looks like business on the outside, but you feel a deep longing, a waiting and a groaning for a breakthrough on the inside in some area of your life. Here's the number, 877-933-2484. I got Tom from Fargo, then Karen from Iowa. You're up next. Hey, Tom, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Susie, feeling a lot better than the last time I talked to you.
Yay, that's so good.
Yeah, last time was kind of interesting. But you mentioned a state, and actually the last one, you know, you talked about having a longing to do something. That is something that's definitely going on in both my our lives, yeah. Lisa and I, in our lives, and we got that. But I told Clarissa. And I said I wasn't going to say this on the air, but maybe I will now, is the state of confusion. But the state of confusion is a man-made thing. And I guess it's a combination of waiting, patience. It's a patience thing.
Yeah.
We're waiting. We're definitely waiting. And we're trying different things. We've got some things we really think we need to do, but nothing is working.
And that's where the confusion comes, Tom, because in that time of waiting, you can't preempt God's timing and plan, and it's excruciating, but it's not wasted time. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like when you try different things and they're not working, that's where it can be confusing. But you love Jesus. His spirit is in you. He is with you and for you. In due time, you're going to come to a place where all of a sudden it'll be time, and you'll be able to, you'll know what the next steps will be. But I have been there. That is a tough season, you know?
Yes, it is, and we have seen this before, and so we go to God with that, and we remind him of our victories in the past when he has brought us through, and we remind him, and we're reminding ourselves, and we're building ourselves. Of course, he doesn't forget, and of course, but I mean, we have the past victories. It's like with this; it's not like this is the first time. Mm-hmm. So we know there is a light there. There is a light to the end of the tunnel. Yeah. We know that.
It's so good. You're rehearsing.
It's just a matter of when.
Yep. And that time in between, it can be a really sacred place as you learn in and cultivate, lean in and cultivate intimacy, because that's what he invites you to. But I know it's not easy. And Lord, I just pray for Tom and Lisa, and I ask you to strengthen them in this place. And I pray this would become actually the most intimate place for them as they lean into you and learn to just know, and they know this, but that any gift from your hand pales in comparison to knowing your heart. So may they know your heart on an even deeper level, Lord, we pray. Thank you for who they are and how they love you and how you love them. We commit them to you now in your name. Amen. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Susie. You have a great time on Saturday, I think. You've got a big day coming up, right?
Yes, be in Ontario for an event. So God bless you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you bet.
All right.
Yep, bye.
Karen is checking in from Iowa and from Minneapolis. You're up next. Hey, Karen, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Hey.
I just enjoy your radio talk show so much. And the area, the season, I think that I would say is a combination of that active waiting, wanting that breakthrough, and because of sensing God's heart that he just wants to pour out more and more to his people, and saying, Lord, prepare my heart to be able to receive all that you have. And then there's it's kind of a combination. It feels like almost running again, which has already been in. And I feel like I've been in that season of running, but it seems like the Lord is saying, there's this new thing. There's the new thing. Go after, follow me intensely. Sense my heart. Know the breakthrough is there. But follow, follow, follow. So it's kind of a combination.
I would say
definition for all of them?
I think that's so great. You know, yeah, I'm going to be unpacking those. But I will tell you, after I wrote the book and sent it in, I thought, you know what? Any active Christian must be an active waiting. Like, I think that season really describes all of us, because we all are stewarding the current things that he's assigned to us with a longing about a next thing that he's calling us to. And I think your prayer is something God so loves to answer. More of you, Lord. I mean, that's my daily prayer as well. And if you're in a season of running and it's a fruitful season, and yet you hear his whisper, he may just be calling you out of the fast pace into a more sacred pace, so you can seek him, so he can answer that prayer to give more. And Lord, I do pray that for Karen, that she would just so sense your whisper, and that you, I know the kind of prayer she's praying is exactly the prayer you love to answer, Lord. And so I pray you would pour out your spirit in a fresh way, a fresh revelation on her, in her, through her, all around her. So everywhere she turns, she sees evidence of your glory and your grace and your movement in the land and her sphere of influence. And I just thank you for this fruitful season. And I thank you for a next season where there may be a different pace that just fits who she is and where you have her. We commit her to you now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Susie. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. And you. Thanks for calling today. 877-933-2484. What season are you in? And you really can give a name. You can describe it any way you want. I'm kind of unpacking seasons from my book, Your Beautiful Purpose, but only as a guideline if they would help you. Anne is checking in from Minneapolis. Hey, Anne, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Susie. I don't know which season I'm in. I'm just in a lot of fear and trepidation, health issues, and
that's hard.
I've been seeing Dr. Troy, and he's wonderful, and I've got some lab results to review tomorrow, and the first thing that comes to mind is, you know, doom and gloom, and I have so many Christian friends praying with me and for me, and go to such a beautiful biblical church. And I just am so stuck in this rut of myself and my fear. And I wasn't like this, you know, 9 weeks ago. It hit me, and a lot of health issues, and I can't eat. I'm supposed to be on a certain type of diet that's really difficult to follow, so I end up not eating a lot of the times, and so that doesn't help, and I don't sleep at all, and that's all part of why I'm seeing Dr. Troy, but I just can't get outside of myself and outside of this circle, this vicious circle. So
I'm so sorry, and you know this. I've been there far too many times, and the enemy is just fights dirty, because our health, it's like you have other troubles. You can go sit in a park and think about them, but you never get away from yourself when you're carrying yourself everywhere you go. You know what I mean? You can't get away from your health issues. And
you're
a
prisoner in your own head.
It feels like that, and it's hard to get out of your head. And if you get a chance to listen to yesterday's show on fear, it was fantastic. And she talked about the future fears that we, because the enemy is always making threats about the future. And we got to sit down and go, what are the facts today? Well, what are the facts today is that God is with you. You've got a doctor who loves God and who's very brilliant and helping all kinds of people. You don't know any other facts about your labs. I get this because I've been holding my breath at times for similar tests. But we're going to pray for you because the enemy doesn't get to do this to you. And we have to separate the fear from the symptoms, the fear from the sickness. Otherwise, we'll be swallowed alive by it. And I have to believe that God is going to raise you up and make you strong and give you. I know he's going to give you grace for every step. And then you're going to receive comfort from him, and you're going to be surrounded by these godly friends and by an amazing doctor. And then on the other side of it, you're going to be offering comfort to others. You're getting a higher education in this land of the suffering. And what I learned, Anne, is that our storms are tempered. Even though they threaten to swallow us alive, there is a limit to the storm that God allows. But I will tell you, I self-induced some fear that made my storm so much worse. And that's just where I felt like God was, I'm like, deliver me. And he's like, deal with it. Deal with the fear, and then I will deliver you and help you. But I've given you authority over this enemy, so you've got to take it. And that was one of the fights of the centuries for me, Anne. And one of the things I had to do was just practice a zero-tolerance policy for fear, because my brain would go to the worst-case scenario as someone who's battled my whole life, you know. And I hope this is helpful to you, but I literally had to turn off my brain when it came to fear associated with sickness. I just thought, in the face of my face going numb, and my arms going numb, and my vision blurring, and ice picks in my head, I reject fear. And Lord, I'm going to trust that I'm loved by you. I'm not, even though this is legitimate, I'm not doing it. And I got to tell you, that is one thing God delivered me from. But as I studied the brain and the neuroplasticity, when we go down those paths again and again, our brains will go there and default there so easy. And now when my symptoms flare, I don't go to places of fear anymore, because it was like something rewired in my brain by cooperating with God. So that's the work you can do, Anne. We're going to stand with you, and I'm going to pray for you. But whatever it takes, zero tolerance on fear. Just do not give that enemy an inch of real estate in your brain and in your life, because whatever you're walking through health-wise, you're going to face it with the Prince of Peace and not the spirit of fear. You know what I mean? Can I get an amen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me pray for you.
Amen.
And friends, we got Anne here. So if you can stretch out your hand in the air, lifting up my sister to you, to the Lord, let's join together. But Lord, in heaven, we pray for Anne. And we thank you, God, that you love her with an everlasting love. And you are so tender with our weaknesses and our fears. You're with us, Lord, in the fire. And I'm telling you, Lord, you are going to be good. I know that, Lord. You say you'll be good. You're going to deliver her. I pray you heal her, miraculously heal her. Give Dr. Troy all kinds of wisdom for her tomorrow. And I pray she'd be flooded with grace and a tangible sense of next steps to take to walk through this. But for people like Anne and the many that we know that are sick, I pray for a wave of supernatural breakthrough healing, for the depressed to be delivered, the sick to be made well, for those who struggle with rejection to know they're actually utterly, totally enjoyed and loved by you. I pray, do a miracle in and through Anne. And we thank you that she's a walking, living, breathing testimony of your grace. Love you, Lord Jesus. God bless you. Anne, I wish I could wrap my arms around you. We'll be back in a minute. Pua, I see you on the phone. We'll get you next. Back in a minute. Prison Shaken Savior. Love that song. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It is another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. This is where I don't book a guest, because you're my special guest, and I pitch a question to you, hoping you'll call 877-933-2484. I want to know what season you're in. How would you describe it? And I'm drawing from some descriptive seasons from my book, Your Beautiful Purpose, but I don't want you to be limited to those. I just thought it might help you have a framework. But maybe you're in a season of uncertainty, a long night, a winter of the soul. The four seasons I describe in Your Beautiful Purpose, one is that running season where it's just favor and fruitfulness. Another one is stand, when you're in the battle of your life, and to gain ground, all you can do is just not to lose ground. It's holding your ground. Also, active waiting is when you look okay, like business as usual on the outside, but you've got a deep groaning, longing for a breakthrough on the inside. Maybe you've got a prodigal. Maybe you've got a marriage issue, a health issue. That's active waiting. It's business as usual on the outside, but a deep longing for a breakthrough on the inside. And then there is rest, that season of obscurity. It's not what it sounds like at the beginning, because you're sort of thrust into that place either by burnout or by against your will. You lose a job, you get injured, whatever. But suddenly you find yourself kind of off to the side. But it's God pulling you aside, wanting you to rest a while, wanting to reaffirm your identity. It's not in what you do. It's who you are in him. Maybe those help, but maybe you're in a different season altogether. 877-933-2484. We've got Pua checking in from Minnesota. Thanks so much for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. I hope you're doing great.
Doing well. Good to hear from you.
I think for me, the season that I am sitting now with is the season of being still and being in the wilderness. I had a conversation today with God where God just spoke to my heart, and he was speaking to me this morning and says, will you trust me even though how long it would take? And I had the word of Habakkuk 3:17-18 came to me. And even though the fig trees have no blossom and there are no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crop fails and the field lies empty and barren, even though the flocks dies in the field and the cattle barns are empty, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. And that is what the Lord has given me this morning and the season that I'm walking through, where there's so much things that God is just tearing down and just tearing down just the kingdom that our flesh has created in us.
Wow.
And where God is just building up the kingdom of him, because his word says, seek my kingdom first and all other things will be added. And so there, that's where I am right now, where it's hard season to really have to define who you really are and just been stripped from ground down. And it's just, it's a beautiful thing, but yet it's a hard season to walk through. And so, yeah.
Hua, you are amazing. And the way that you're describing that, and truly the fruit that is coming out of your wilderness season, I mean, just the way that you speak and articulate what God is doing, I am just so blessed. And I'm so sorry that you're walking through such a hard time. It's kind of the wine press season. But the life that's coming out of you, what you know about Jesus, it's absolutely amazing. And what you said, I think, is true across the board, that God is tearing down our man-made structures, even if he has to go down to the ground so he can rebuild his kingdom infrastructure in us individually and corporately. And I just pray, Father, that you would continue to download fresh truth to Pua. I would pray that you'd use her in this valley place in ways that boggle her mind. And Scripture talks about when we come out of the wilderness leaning on our beloved. I pray she'd come out of this with such a deep intimacy with you that she's leaning on you. She loves you more than she ever has before. She knows your love like she's never known before. And that very intimacy, Lord, would speak to other people and compel them to seek you for their own story. I do pray for relief from her battle, but I pray for deep assurance in the midst of it of how precious she is to you, God. I just say thank you for this dear sister. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Susie.
You're amazing, Pua. Thanks for calling. Wow, I love that. 877-933-2484. Our friend Carissa's checking in from Denver, Colorado. Hey, Carissa, how would you describe your season right now, honey? Yeah. Good to talk with you.
Well, I definitely feel like I'm in a combination of the seasons, but the biggest one is to stand, that I would just be able to stand and not give in to the assault of the enemy and not give in to the constant waves that just keep coming physically, emotionally, and mentally in every level. And my heart just goes out to that caller who called in regarding her health struggles. I know just what it's like to feel like you can't do it one more moment, to just feel like you're drowning by it. And yet God is so faithful that even in those dark and desperate moments that come to continually pull us up and to always point us back to how far he's brought us. And that's just where I'm at right now. And I said also, I'm also in a rest and a rest season too, but I'm not really embracing it the way I need to. It's like I keep butting up against those walls of what I can't do. Tomorrow, my brother's getting married back in Virginia, and I can't be there, and it's just breaking my heart. So there's trying to embrace those boundary lines that he's drawn in his system right now and trust him with those. And when I can't see a way out, he knows the path and where he's taking me, and he's so good and faithful. But it's really hard, for sure. And when you were just talking a moment ago, it reminded me of Jeremiah 31, and the Lord says, again, I will build you and you shall be built. And that's a promise that I keep coming back to, because I feel like he is wanting us to remember that he's the one that rebuilt us out of all the brokenness. And I just don't understand, the process or how long it's going to take and why it has to be this way. But I really am clinging to that he is the one rebuilding.
Yeah. And his promises are true, even when they don't feel true, Carissa. And You know, I just pray, God, that you would minister to her while she's home, while her family is celebrating a marriage. And I ask you, God, to continue to give her glimpses that even in this place of obscurity, of hiddenness, and of suffering, that she's got forward-moving faith, that she's not losing ground, that she's got forward-moving faith. Show her that that's true, God. And we commit her to now. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless
amen.
You, dear one.
Thank you
one
so
day
much.
At a time.
Mm.
Love you,
amen.
Dear.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Love you, too.
All right, here's Sarah from Columbia Heights. Clayton, you're up next. Hey, Sarah, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about your season.
I'm kind of in a weird in-between season. I'm 56, but I've been trying to get disability for about 4 years because I'm really struggling with fibromyalgia and rheumatoid arthritis, and now have some back issues. And I've just been denied like 3 or 4 times from disability, and working is really hard, and I'm only on a part-time basis, and I can't survive on my own, and just fearful and really frustrated and feeling like I just have failed in my life up to this point, and just it's just feeling really awful right now. I'm facing a surgery in a couple of weeks on my back, and life just kind of sucks right now.
So sorry. I just don't know what to do and even say. That's so painful, and I'm sure you feel stuck. And except I'm going to pray. And Clayton, we're going to get to you next. Just want to pray for Sarah. But Lord, you are an expert and a genius when it comes to making a way where there is no way. And you say you delight in every detail of our life. You take note of every hair on our head, and you heal the brokenhearted. You bind up their wounds. That's what you say. And I pray you'd heal Sarah's broken heart. There are many losses that she's had along the way. Would you tend to those? Would you help her properly grieve as she sorts through the things that she's walked through? But I also ask you, God, to tend to her physical ailments, to bring healing, bring wholeness, bring favor, bring her help, bring her some financial provision. God, show her what she can do and help her to do it. But I do pray by the power of your Spirit, you'd heal her, deliver her from these issues, from arthritis and fibro. And I ask you, may her latter years be far more blessed than her former years. Strengthen her by the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, dear Sarah. So many people battling health-wise. We've got to keep remembering just when you're healthy, you don't know what it's like, but it's hard daily. Pray for Sarah and for Ann and others listening today. Clayton, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Good to have you on the show today.
I don't mean to burden you, Susie, but I've been listening to your show, and I think God is led me to call you and talk to you about my situation. My children have turned their backs on God, and I'm afraid of what's coming down the road. Book of Revelations reveals a lot of what's going to happen to this world to be unsaved. I want to see that for my children. I got an older daughter who's pregnant with her first child. I got a son who just lost a child in November, and he's had a tough time. He spent 10 years in prison, and he's got his heart turned against God. He's back to drinking again, and I'm afraid he's going to end up back in prison. And another daughter that's living in sin with her boyfriend, and they're talking about getting married, and I got another daughter who won't even talk to me. She just refuses to converse with me at all.
Well, Clayton, that sounds about more than anybody could handle. I mean, it's your kid. Someone once said that having children is like having your heart walk around on the outside of your body. And I can hear your broken heart is palpable. And wow.
Well, 6 years ago, I lost my mother, my wife, and my sister all in 1 year on separate occasions, a few months apart. It was a tough season in my life to go through. All I can remember was how Job persevered by keeping his faith in God.
Yeah.
And that's brought me through or a hardship in my life. It's very difficult dealing with my children.
You're breaking up now, and so I'm going to pause here, but I'm going to pray for you, Clayton, and I'm wondering, friends, as you listen, would you just turn your hearts to the Lord on Clayton's behalf? We've got four kids in just dire straits, and one who won't speak to him, one who's been in prison for 10 years who's out now but turned his back on the Lord and lost a baby, another one who's pregnant, and Lord, these are heart-wrenching situations, and I pray, God, you're the hound of heaven. You say you leave the 99 for the one. I pray you'd leave the 99 for the four. Go after them. Raise up evangelists. Raise up lovers of Jesus right in their path to point them to you, Lord God. I pray that you'd move every person out of their lives that lies to them about who you are. Move every situation out of their path that blocks their view of who you are. And rearrange their lives so every which way they turn, they hear the truth, they see the truth, they know the truth until they're finally set free. And in the meantime, I pray you'd heal Clayton's heart. Help him again through his grief. Heal his heart, and I pray you'd lead him to an intimacy with you before the breakthroughs even come, that he would come to a place of joy and intimacy with you where he's held by you and he's strengthened by you and he watches while you fight for his family. Lord, would you fight for his family? We commit him to you now in Jesus' name. All right, we're going to pause for our final break. This is Live the Promise, another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. Phone lines are open. Love to know what kind of season you're in. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. And this has been an edition of Talk to Me Thursday, where I've been asking the question, what kind of season you're in? We've still got time to take a few more calls. If you want to call in, you can call anonymously as well. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. And you can really describe the season any way you want. But I've been drawing just for framework, if it's helpful, four seasons that I outline in my book, Your Beautiful Purpose. And one of them is that season of running. It's the time to take ground. It's a time of favor and stretching and fruit bearing. And then there's the time of rest. And it always doesn't start out that way. It's where you're kind of thrust into that place, either because of sickness, injury, loss of a job, that kind of a thing. But it can be a time of God really resetting your intimacy with him. He doesn't cause those things, but he allows certain things to let us become even more dependent on him. Because sometimes we tend to think we are what we do, and what we are, someone he loves. That's who we are. We're not what we do. We're someone he loves. And then there's that season of stand where it feels like the fury of hell is aimed at you. And the way that you don't lose ground is you just hold your ground. You hang on to what you know to be true. And then active waiting, when you're in that place of business on the outside, but trying to steward what God has entrusted to you on the inside, when you're trying to believe him for a breakthrough on the inside. You know what I mean? So it's like you're stewarding all the answered prayers and all the stuff God has you doing on the outside, but you've got a longing for a breakthrough on the inside. So in that stand season, when you're in the storm, some of the temptations you may encounter are these: to look down and forget the promises of God, to doubt much of what you know to be true, to lose ground because you loosen your grip, to look for shortcuts to the storm that take you away from God's best for you, to develop a cynical attitude towards God when it comes to the suffering that we and others endure on earth, and to listen to the voice of the enemy when God seems silent. So what do you do when you're in the stand season? How do you stay the course? You remember in the darkness what he told you in the light. You seek him until you find him, and you find a promise that matches your problem, right? Or that will overshadow and swallow up your problem. You also refuse lethargy, cynicism, and unbelief. So this is a time to engage your faith. Also, don't let your heart close up in this place. Stay tender to the things of God. And when you find that spirit closing up, get with some godly friends. Be honest about your need and ask them to help you. Also, deal with your issues that surface during this time, because no matter the reason for the storm, your stuff will come to the surface. And so instead of numbing out, instead of despairing over what you're seeing that's surfacing for you, don't be afraid of it. It might be grief, anger, hurt. Bring it to the Lord and say, I need some healing here. I'm a mess here. God will totally answer that prayer. But also know this in that stand season, know that your breakthrough will come. It will come. 877-933-2484. 2484. We've got Denise checking in from Lakeville. Hey, Denise, you're on the air. What kind of season are you in right now?
Hi, Susie. So good to talk to you. I'm a frequent listener, heard you many times speak at Set Apart, and I'm so blessed by your ministry.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I just wanted to call probably in a little bit more encouraging season for me, and I'm not fully in a, like, hurrah state, but have had a son who was addicted to drugs for 8 years, and we're close to celebrating 10 months of sobriety, and just walked with a heavy, heavy heart. Felt like I was being sucked into a black hole for years, and but I just really just clung to the Lord. A lot of those years were at Set Apart and different places with friends that have got me into scripture memory and reading the word. And I just wanted to encourage people to hold strong to the Lord, even in dire circumstances, because he does answer. And I have been in my carpet fibers crying out to the Lord with tears streaming down my face. And he is showing me new things every day. And just I'm able to celebrate the sobriety with my son. And I wanted to share a verse. I can't remember it right now from memory, but it's the 2 Corinthians 10:3-5 that talks about, you know, that we have divine power to knock down these strongholds. We don't function the way the world does, and we are in a different atmosphere with his divine power on our side.
Wow. Thank you. Someone needed to hear that, Denise. And I celebrate the victory with your son. That's absolutely amazing. This parenting stuff is not for sissies, and way to persevere. Really amazing.
No, it's not.
Wow.
Praise God.
Indeed. Praise him. Wow. Thank you for that. And I know someone needed to hear what you had to say today. God bless you.
Thank you, Susie.
Thanks for listening. Thank you. I'll take those blessings. All right. We've got an anonymous friend checking in from Duluth. Hey, friend, you're on the air. Oh, there she is. Do we have her? There she is.
Hello.
Hey, sorry about that. We've got you on the air. What kind of season are you in today? Hi.
Oh, Susie, I just have to say I'm so grateful for you and your ministry. Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much.
I guess I'm one of many who is waiting for, I'm waiting for my four children to turn back to the Lord. And they're all grown. And between them all, there's 7 grandchildren and I've been asked a couple of times not to even talk to my grandchildren about Christ. It's hard. I'm tired. It's been such a long time. I've been waiting 40 years, and I'm willing to wait till the end of my life where there's, you know, they're great people, but it's just been this. Unbelief has been passed on from one to the other to the other, and started in a college class, I think, or that made it happen. I'm waiting hopefully, and I think I'm growing from this because I'm just, it doesn't matter. I mean, it matters, but it doesn't matter so much what I'm feeling, but I hope my prayers are being answered in time. I'd love to see this all come about.
Well, I hear the mama's heart and even the weariness in your words. And can I pray for you right now?
Oh, please. Yes.
Well, Father in heaven, I lift up this dear friend, and I pray for her kids. Again, we ask you, Lord, to be the hound of heaven. There's so many like this, so many brokenhearted parents whose kids were raised in the faith and have wandered away, and you care more passionately about them than we do. I pray you'd raise up evangelists like Nick Hall, who I just talked to last hour. Raise up more of these young people to go after these young people that would speak a language they understand. God, I pray that you'd open their eyes where they're blind, unstop their ears where they're deaf, awaken their hearts where their hearts aren't beating, Lord. And I pray you'd make them hungry and thirsty for righteousness. Show them their need. Honestly, help them come to the end of themselves so that they would look up and find you. We just thank you that you care even more than we do for our kids. So we ask for a miracle for this girl today, for her family. I pray that she would live to see all of her kids come back to the faith and that her grandkids would quickly follow suit. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for calling. Bless you and hang in there, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, yeah. Susie.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We're going to play just a portion of this song that I've had on repeat, and it's called New Wine by Hillsong Worship, and then I'll come up back here and we'll wrap up. Enjoyed today's program. I so enjoy doing this journey with you. Thanks for listening. We'll meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Live the Promise. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend. Help grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and then never miss a show.